Pete and Kimba for breakfast.
On Mix.
HBF Run for a Reason is happening Sunday, May 19. Enter today at hbfrun.com.au. You can run, walk or wheel for a reason close to your heart or just to get your heart pumping. If you search Kimba's Crew, you can join Kimba's Crew to do all of that on Sunday, May 19, as we've been hearing more about your reason, Kimber.
Yeah, I'd love you to come and walk with me, or you can donate as well. Hey, do both. But of course, yeah, I am the ambassador for Edmund Rice Camps for Kids WA. Have been for a number of years now. We're an amazing organisation that do incredible things for kids who are at risk, vulnerable, disadvantaged, and try and change their lives, really. And what the charity can do is incredible. And so I thought, rather than me just tell you it's great, why don't I get someone in who's actually experienced it? Someone who was a young leader who looks after these kids and helps mentor these kids and teach them about their self-worth. And also someone who then went on to become a corporate sponsor of us who really supports the charity. And so I've brought in Paul Wicker.
Hi, Paul.
Hello. How are you going?
We're great. Paul, you have spoken for us many times before. I know you really support the charity, but maybe you can give us an idea into, as a young person, like why you became a leader, how old you were and what got you involved.
I remember someone from the organisation coming in, having a chat to us during one of our religious classes at school. And I didn't really think much of it at the time, but it sort of played on my mind. And 6 months later, when school finished and I found, hey, I wasn't doing anything before uni, I think I want to give back. And I just went back to that time when that girl came in, that volunteer came in, and I thought, I'm just going to make the call. So I spent half an hour because I had to remember the name of it, and I figured it out and I made the call. And then next thing I knew, I was at the orientation day. And then, you know, a few weeks later, I was on camp for the first camp that I'd ever done at 17 years of age.
So we take these kids out on these camps and they experience being in a community together in a really safe place where they make connections and friendships. And what kind of thing did you get out of being a leader? I mean, I don't know if you got out what you expected when you went in.
It was a whole lot more than what I expected. So you're on a camp for 5 days. You spend a day with just the leaders to meet and mingle and learn who they are. And then you spend another 3 days with the kids. And it's just a sort of this pressurized melting pot of positivity and just leaders that all have the same viewpoint. They want to give back. And I just found it was so positive that even when I left, you know, I was having flashbacks. I was walking down the street and I was seeing the kids' faces on the adults walking by. So it just really left an impression, made such good friends. And I thought I would go to give back, but I actually got so much more back from it than probably I felt that I gave, to be honest. Made lifelong friends. 20 years later, we're still hanging out. And it taught me about giving back. You know, there's not a lot of opportunity out there for young adults to do that. And this was the perfect platform to have that that culture about learning how to give back.
Paul, the reality for most people listening to this right now, and in particular most parents, is that they've woken their kids up from a safe night in a secure house, safe in bed. They've given them a nice full bowl of breakfast. They're in the car. They're going to make it to school fully clothed with everything that they need to get through the school day and a nice packed lunch and stuff like that. But the kids that you guys have been helping don't have that sort of life. So to really help people understand how important this stuff is, can you tell us about some of the kids that are at these camps that you are helping and the lives that they're leading and why they need the help?
So to get on the camp, they have to be referred by a school psychologist or a counsellor. And they have to be at risk, so to speak. And you'll get kids that they have no parents. So maybe perhaps their grandparents looking after them, or they're in the foster system, or they come from underprivileged backgrounds where they don't get breakfast because they just simply can't afford it. And you get people from all walks of life that when you meet them, they just seem like normal kids. You couldn't even tell, to be honest. And then occasionally you'll hear their story on the camp and you realize, hey, you know, these kids have had it really hard and yet they're still normal. So these are the kids that that we meet on camp. I did have a kid on camp, I remember, he said, if I wasn't on camp, once he was an adult, he said, if I wasn't on camp, I think I'd be in jail right now. And now, you know, he's a PT. He went back. He was a leader on camp and he gave back and it totally changed his life. And I think that's one story, but I think that would apply to most of the people on camp. It teaches them a better way. When they go to a place where there's no judgment, there's no threatening, the kids are always coming first, there's plenty of delicious food, there's always games, and it's a different way of being, and it's a place where the kids look forward to going. You know, they talk about it for 6 months before they go, and they're normal kids, but they come from a tough background.
It's just amazing how, you know, by virtue of this great work that you're doing in Edmund Rice camps, that the person sitting in the car right now who could be on their way to a PT session to help them get healthy before the camp could have had their house being robbed by that same person. Like, that's a stark contrast. That's life-changing stuff.
Mm.
And I think that's the power of these camps and the way they've been built. But it's for the kids, but it's also for the young adults. You know, they learn so much as well.
Mm.
And it creates this sort of formation of adults that then go out and spread that good vibe and good culture that they're getting, and then creating the kids that have a safe place as well. It works on both sides, and coming from being a leader, then being a coach, could see it from the other side as well. So it's amazing for everyone. Kids and leaders alike.
That's why I got involved, because as a high school teacher in my former life, I was very much like, this is a cycle that, you know, if you do the right thing and it turns around, like these kids who are going through the camps, then coming back as leaders, and what that does for a community on a greater level. Because even if it's not happening in your family, it affects our community. It's everybody. And how many like 17, 18-year-olds do you know that are willing to give up their holidays, give up their time to go and look after other kids and mentor them and help them have a better life, instead of just like going out with their friends, staying out late? Like, you know, the kind of sacrifices that these older kids are giving back is huge.
It's extraordinary. Mm. And it's worked out for you. Your business is booming, from what I hear.
We can't complain. Well. Yeah. Right. Yep. We do okay.
Well, now he sponsors us. Yep. So, you know, keeps the camps running.
Unreal. That's right. Yeah. Have you got your protein, Kimber?
For the run? I need my protein for the run, because, you know, I do need a little bit to get through it, but also, like, I really need you to get protein for Pete so he stops glugging in the studio.
That was an amazing chug, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's impressive.
More than happy to play the audio for everybody again.
I think you should.
Or maybe I'll just do it live. Maybe I'll just drink a protein shake.
Stop it.
Bring the man a protein shake.
Hey, Paul Wigger, thanks for joining us, mate. This is extraordinary stuff that you do for Edmund Rice Camps, and clearly made a huge impact on you, because here you are years later after your experience with them and you're supporting them in the way that you do. If you want to get along, Sunday, May 19, HBF Run for a Reason, support Edmund Rice Camps. You can search Kimber's crew to join you for the walk, and you can also find all the links that you need to donate as well.